Hello and welcome to This Week in Testing. It's episode 93. It's Friday, the 6th of June, 2025. My name is Simon Tomes, Community Lead at Ministry of Testing, and I'm co-hosting today with the wonderful Demi Van Malcott. Demi, how are you doing?
I am busy and buzzing as always. Each time I'm on here and telling you how busy I am, I don't get a silent week, it seems, but it's lots of fun. I always have a list a mile long of things I need to do, and so I'm hoping at some point I'll get through everything, but we'll see.
Indeed, indeed. Busy and buzzing. I love that description. It's very cool. Right, well, let's just set the scene for folks who might not be familiar with This Week in Testing. So once a week, we gather as a community of testing QA quality engineering professionals as part of the Motiverse, so the Ministry of Testing Motiverse, and we have an opportunity just to chat, really. We get together, we discuss some things that we've been working on, some things that we've been watching, reading, have a chat about some good things that the community are up to, and introduce you to more things that are available in the Motiverse. There's so much going on. It kind of is, yeah, it changes daily, which is a great thing. And it's so cool to see so much good activity in the community this week. So this is an official Ministry of Testing event. So for those who are joining us live and listening in right now, thank you and welcome. If you are in the chat or you join the stage at some point, please be aware of the code of conduct. It is in place and we will enforce it. That's just to ensure that this is a safe space for everyone to contribute today. So please be aware of that. And for those listening to the podcast, thank you very much for tuning in. It's lovely that you can come back to this at any time, revisit the conversation if you joined us live, and revisit some of the chit chats that we've had today. So a few shout outs to people in the chat. Wow, there's a load, Demi, right? There's
yeah, it's been very active.
Yeah, super active. Hello, Gary. Hello to Preeti. Oh, brilliant. Great to see you here, Preeti. Alexander, AJ, Neil, Mariam, Judy, Manish, Daniel Billing. Good to see you, Dan. Jesse has joined us, and Eamon. This is wonderful. So we've got some of the core crew that often join us at This Week in Testing, which is lovely, and some folks who are joining us for the first time or have been away for a while and come back. This is the cool thing with the Ministry of Testing community. You can kind of do your thing for a bit with the community, disappear for a bit, and always come back. You're always welcome to get stuck in whenever it works for you. So, Demi, how has your week in testing been? What is it you've been spotting, some things that you found interesting this week?
Well, what I found especially funny was that we now got to fill a whole mail with all of the meetups happening all over the world. Like, there's just a mail with just the meetups because there's so many now. So I saw them all and was like, what is going on? But unfortunately, none near me. So I'll have to wait a bit and see if something pops up here in Belgium. But looks so much fun everywhere. I saw someone who was like, oh no, I was nearby London for their meetup, but I didn't know, I was too late to register and everything. So people are missing out on the meetups, it seems. It sounds like so much fun everywhere.
Yeah, it's really happening, and there's there's more popping up across the globe as we speak. So if folks are interested in setting up a local meetup in their local town, and just get in touch with us. We're always up for supporting you. You get to have a good chat with Rosie. It's kind of, she can establish like what the meetups involve, what you kind of commit to, how you can help and how you can set things up. And we aim to support you as Ministry of Testing. So yeah, loads are happening. So it's really cool to see that email from Alex, and we've got it published on the site as well. If you head over to our blog page, so that's ministryoftesting.com/news, you can see that post from Alex Which is just laying out, like, there's so much going on, as you say, Demi. There's so much going on. I think also we've got to that stage now where we're encouraging meetup organizers and the people that attend to share photos. So we have a feature called Memories. People can share photo memories. They can post, think of it like microblogging. So people can microblog using the Memories feature. We're now at this stage where we are building out collections of those memories per meetup. So we've got one for London, we've got one for Berlin, got one for Coventry, I believe. So they are slowly but surely taking shape, kind of on a bit of a mission to see which meetup can get the most memories in it. So that's a bit of a challenge for those meetups out there to really go for it and really encourage people that attend to take loads of photos. Like, these photo memories are so important, right? You know, we'll look back on them in a couple of years and like, oh, do you remember when we did this, or we had that chit chat, or that funny thing happened, are so important. And it's important that we capture them in a place that's, you know, accessible and that isn't kind of consumed by an unknown algorithm that might happen on social networks. So the Motiverse is kind of the place to put them, where we're not going to mess with an algorithm, so to speak. We're just going to show you the good stuff, and that's what matters. So yeah, do go check out the Memories feature for those who are unfamiliar, and you know, maybe post a photo today. You could take a photo of or a screen grab of This Week in Testing and say, hey, I joined This Week in Testing, and tag yourself in it and maybe a few others, and share some of your learnings from today's episode in a photo memory, maybe just one key takeaway or something like that. Anything else, Demi? What else jumped out this week for you?
Well, I see that we're trying to establish a photo wall of all the people going to Test Bash. So I still have to do mine, but it's also, I think, in the memories that we're doing this, but it looks like lots of fun. So hoping everyone joins in. I would love to see who I can meet there. It's my first time going to Test Bash, so lots of fun.
Demi, and we can't wait for you to speak at Test Bash as well. It's going to be amazing. Absolutely brilliant. I mean, yeah, we were having a lot of fun actually with things to do with Test Bash. Like, we sort of say internally that while, of course, Test Bash is a 2-day conference event, and if you just look at it like that, yes, it is that, and you can kind of take it as a conference. I mean, of course, it's not like any other conference, and I'm biased in saying that, of course, because I'm part of Ministry of Testing. But having gone to them before being part of Ministry of Testing officially, they are wonderful experiences. Yet the experience starts now. You know, anyone who's buying a ticket now, anyone who's getting involved now can get involved now. They don't have to wait until October. Like you say, Demi, we literally launched a new initiative just before we went live today with This Week in Testing. It's called the Hello, My Name Is collection. And if you're going to Test Bash, yeah, add your selfie, and then we'll add you to that collection. I would love for us to get to at least 100 people on that page, and you can literally just scroll through and go, ah, oh, there's that person. Oh, I want to make sure I meet that person, or let me like and follow that person on Ministry of Testing. So this is another thing that's gone live recently. We can now follow each other. Yes, we are competing with the social networks. Why should they have all the fun? So people can follow you, you can follow others, and of course we will do lots of good things with following. It's very early days. Right now you can just jump on someone's profile and press the follow button to follow them, and you'll
I
see
got
it.
my first follow. I saw
Oh,
Gary
did
Hoff.
you?
Thank
Ah,
you, Gary,
brilliant.
for following me. I will follow you
Hey.
back, but
I love it. Yeah. Follow me, follow you. Absolutely. So yeah, I'm glad Gary got in there. And people receive a little notification. It's a simple notification on ministrytesting.com. If you're logged into your profile, you'll see a bright pink bell icon ringing away in the top right of your device or your browser session. And you'll get a little notification to say that someone's followed you, and then you can go and follow them back. So yeah, build out your social network within the Motiverse, and you know, we'll be able to do amazing things with following. Like, just, you know, follow, look at all the stuff that you're following, have a look at the people that are following you. We could also, you know, present different views based on who's following who. So yes, very, very exciting indeed. So do go start following people. I see in the chat there's a few people are dropping their Ministry of Testing profile pages, so you can jump on them as we speak and go and follow. Great. Oh, comment from Gary. No problem, Demi. I love a new feature. Yes, it is very cool, Gary. You know what? When stuff gets built internally and we get to test it out before we push it to live, my testing head can't get enough of it. And I can get very easily distracted when we ship new features at Ministry of Testing. So I have to kind of time box stuff when I'm doing my little internal testing sessions. But it's still, still great to put stuff out there and get features into the hands of people who can share feedback. And if anyone has any feedback, we absolutely love it, right? We've got a dedicated channel in the Ministry of Testing Slack where people can share their ideas, thoughts, and reflections on new features. I guess that what we would say is we have a very small engineering team of one developer who gets support from some other developers every so often. But we tend to go as fast as we can. Keep the feedback coming, and we do our best to listen and take on that feedback.
And I see
Great.
there in the chat, Daniel is asking about the metaverse. So I think Daniel hasn't heard about it yet, but that's just our term for the community here at Ministry of Testing. We are the metaverse. We are expanding the universe of testing and tester community. So that's just a fun joke on the name.
I love it. It's a it's certainly a fun play on the let's say the metaverse that a certain big social network put out. So there we go. But yes, and Daniel Billing being a big Doctor Who fan might be a nice little reference to some Doctor Who stuff that goes on where there are alternative versions of us or somewhere. Which is very cool indeed. Great to see all the stuff happening in the chat. Lots of giggles, lots of fun. Demi, I think you mentioned before in the green room, just before we went live, you also would like to call out one of the articles that went live recently. Feel free to go ahead.
Yes, this week there was an article from A.D. Stokes about how to get unstuck, a guide for testers or anyone else who feels stumped. And I read the article and was like, A.D., you read my mind. This is what is happening to me. What tips do you have? And I quickly scrolled through to get the tips because I did get stuck just that day, and I was like, you just. You, like I said, it was just the right timing to get the help from that article. So if you have any more tips for me to get unstuck when you're working, when you're testing, I would love to hear them. Come share them in the chats or on stage. Like I said, the article, it came at just the right time, so I wanted to call it out. It was amazing.
It's so good. It's such a good read. And AD's style of writing is wonderful. His metaphors and similes and analogies are absolutely brilliant. There's some real gold in there, the proper laugh out loud stuff. So it's worth checking out. And there's a thread on the club as well. So the club is our forum at Ministry of Testing. So you head to club.ministryoftesting.com. You'll see a post from AD, and he's asking, what tips do you have to get unstuck? What strategies work for you? Also comment from Judy in the audience. Such a good article, so well written. Yeah, completely agree, Judy. It's spot on. Very cool indeed. So yeah, do go check out that post on the club. As check out some other stuff that's happening on the club as well. I thought there was a really good question from someone who I see is new to the community, Tatenda Carl Sakarombe. And Tatenda says, what three things do you wish you had known about QA before starting? And I'm like, ooh, that's a very, very good question. So that I think is a thread that will get very popular. And it's lovely to see that Tatenda is making the effort to pretty much reply to everyone who's sharing, which is a really nice thing to do if you're on a forum. Not just kind of ask the question and disappear, which can happen, right? And of course, I hold my hand up to that I'm guilty that sometimes I'm not in a position to reply to everything, more like share a reaction. But it's lovely to see that Tatenda is jumping into the conversation. So yeah, do go check that out. I thought that was a really good one. And maybe that's a good question for folks if they want to come up on stage. What three things do you wish you had known about QA before starting, like QA testing, quality engineering? I think, I can see how, you know, we could bring that into the software testing essentials certificate. Maybe there's a way we can bring that in, just like, you know, tips from the community, because that certification itself has so much advice, and it really, it's like a reflection of all the people that have contributed to it. All 57 people have kind of reflected on, oh, I wish I'd known this when I got started with testing, and they've turned that into incredible lessons throughout the whole of the software testing essentials certificate. So yeah, big fan of what's happening with that right now. We are coming close to delivering all 18 modules. So making good progress on that one. And then after that, we will get started on SQEC, the Software Quality Engineering Certificate. So that's hot off the press. We announced the structure of it, the kind of lesson plan. We put that out last week. So yes, it is also very exciting. So do go check out. We put out a post recently, which puts out the outline for the MOT certification, the Software Quality Engineering Certificate. So do also go check that one out. All right, Demi. Well, how about we get some people up on stage?
Yes, we've already been talking for 15 minutes, so I'm sure some other people would like to jump in.
Yeah, indeed. So if you would like to join us, if you're unfamiliar with Crowdcast, there should be a little icon next to the chat box. If you're on a desktop browser with a little hand, you press the button, we'll receive a little notification on this side and we can get you up on stage for a chat. If you are using the mobile app, it probably won't work that well. The audio can be very glitchy. So if you are on your mobile device, we recommend getting off the app and jumping into this session using your mobile browser. And then you can put your hand up properly and join the session. But yeah, just have a few technical issues with Crowdcast on their app on mobile. But I see that Preeti, wonderful. Let's get you up on stage. Just going to press the button to do so. Hey, Preeti, thank you for joining us. How has your week in testing been?
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Yeah.
Wonderful. So yeah, I would just like to say that it was a fantastic week for me, and start of the week were quite inspiring. As Rosie mentioned, that me, I and Rosie had a meetup in Bristol here, along with Daniel and Samantha. So it was quite inspiring start of the week for me, actually. And meeting Rosie in person was incredible. So thanks for calling up and having me there, having a good time spent with Rosie here in Bristol. And apart from that, this week I was reading yesterday, in fact, about Lucas post there at the club. And I was reading literally, and I was imagining when I started my journey in QA as a software tester. It was same tool, Bugzilla, as he mentioned. That was the first bug tracking tool I also used. And this is how initial days I also started doing those kind of things. Hey, hitting around the software to find the bugs, sometimes working, sometimes not working. And at that point of time, our mindset was like a kind of that, we want to just find the bug in the software, report it, and make sure that the quality is in place. That is how a QA mindset is there. So definitely it was like the post was impressive enough, and that took me back to those days when I started my journey as a QA. And so it was like quite good week, I would say. Apart from that, as we mentioned, that what are the three things we would have done before if we knew that was when we started with the journey. So definitely when I started journey as a QA, I was like much aware only about the UI testing, how the things work, purely black box kind of thing. So during initial, I would say like 3 to 4 years, I was much involved in the black box testing and seeking about the things that how to automate UI testing kind of things and looking for Selenium. Those days, QTP and WinRAR was also popular enough. But gradually, I came to know that API is also something. Packing testing is also there. White box testing, gray box testing, each and everything is also in place. After 4 or 5 years of my journey in QA, I realized that those are also in place. And if we know how to test those kind of things, then definitely it's easy enough to hit the software and deep dive and can save much of our time instead of just browsing and navigating only at the UI part of that one. So I believe that as early I would have known about the API testing or the white box testing, it is like much easier in those terms. And automating the backend before we automate the UI testing, it is much of useful, I would say.
Well, this is
That's
incredible.
what
Yeah,
is
go for
amazing
it,
about
Demi. Yeah.
yeah. No, I wanted to say that white box and black box testing is indeed very well known, and usually you have like people only doing white box or only doing black box or something like that. But I taught my testing team about gray box testing, and one of my testers is like, "This is my favorite term now. I'm gonna put that in all my tests. I'm doing gray box testing." She absolutely loved to know that there was more levels about it and that we could go deeper even if you didn't have access to the code. So that is definitely some advice that I share, like knowing the levels of testing that there can be and not just the small part that is usually considered when thinking about testing. So yeah, maybe we should add more of these terms to the glossary. I think gray box testing isn't on there. It should be. but yeah.
Indeed, Demi. I have also just done a quick search and went, oh, we don't have gray box. I think we got it tagged behind the scenes to add at some point. We just haven't got around to it, but I've also made a note for us to get hold of one. But yeah, Demi, feel free. There is a for all our listeners as well, there is a dedicated channel on the MOT Slack for people to share their glossary ideas. So if there's an item in the glossary that you don't see, or you think, oh, you know what, that needs to go on there, just share the idea, and eventually we get round to creating a new term, and then folks can add their own definitions to an existing term, so you can share your own version of what gray box testing is. But so Preeti, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so glad you got to meet Rosie, Daniel, and Samantha earlier this week. Very, very cool indeed. And yeah, nice one for shouting out to Lucas Lindiger's club post. So for those who are following along live, I've shared a link to that post. So Lucas has joined a couple of previous episodes of This Week in Testing. He is new to testing and would love some feedback on one of his first experiences running a testing session. It's really cool. It's great to read his thought process and how he's kind of got into it, and what he was thinking about as he was testing things. And I'm like, ah, oh, Lucas is going to do very, very well in his career. You can kind of see already that he's up to good things. I mean, the fact he come up on stage the last couple of times is a good sign, and the fact he's putting stuff out in the club, he's really going for it. I know he's been joining meetups in Berlin as well, so it's very cool to see that. But yeah, Preeti, and very grateful for you sharing your advice as well. Very, very great to see that. And also note that you've shared some wonderful photos of Test Bash, last year's Test Bash in 2024. So yeah, hopefully we'd love to get more of your photos up on Memories, and you know, particularly at Test Bash 2025 this year, we'd love to get more of them as well.
Yeah, definitely. About the Tesh Bash also, as well as I'll be joining the Meetup London on 26 June as well. So definitely I'll have some photos from there as well.
Excellent. Well, we should make sure me and you get a selfie, Preeti, if you're up for it. That'd be cool.
Yeah, sure. We
Love
will
it.
start a whole new collections of memories, I believe. Just from
Yeah.
the Test Bash.
Yeah. And I know I sound a bit like a broken record, but I just feel you know, photos are history, right? And it's so important that photos create history, and you know, history is community, and we it's something really powerful about it when we look back on these photos, and they just sort of bring back kind of thoughts about what was happening, reflections on where the industry was, the people we were meeting, the, you know, the fun conversations we were having. And it's, yeah, it's just important stuff, you know, it's really important when it comes to building good connections and growing a good community together. Photo memories really make a difference, and they can prompt a whole dialogue. You know, people can microblog now and share their thoughts just off the back of a photo. You know, we were discussing this thing, these are the sort of topics that we covered, and just a photo can spark that. So it's really powerful stuff. I see in the chat, yeah, some discussions about gray box testing. So that's cool. Thank you, AJ, for sharing. Very high level. Gray box testing combines both white box internal knowledge and black box external perspective testing methods. Alexander Romanov shares that it's testing when you have a partial knowledge about the internals of the system. Very cool. Loving it. So yeah, great. And indeed, Jesse, it does indeed sound like a glossary item needs to be added for gray box testing. Maybe that's my challenge to Rosie, who might be listening right now, is to see if she can post. She's probably busy trying to post it right now. Quickly scrambling some artwork together, quickly getting a copy of what is gray box testing and try and publish it before the end of this week in testing. There's a challenge.
I actually was not aware that gray box is something new. Something could be new for anyone, but it is like long back we use this terminology. And as a layman, I would say that gray, the word, the color is coming from the combination of black and white, which comprises as gray, which means that initially when we thought of a QA as a tester, it was like completely black box. When we were involved with the developers, we were given little knowledge about how the code works and all those things, but still we were not there for the white box testing for all of the features of software, I would say. So there it comes, the concept of gray box testing, where it was like partial knowledge how the code works, like few of the APIs are given or few of the implementation is given that this is what we can use, so that based on that, we can create our test scenarios, test cases, and move ahead with the black box testing in those things.
Yes, absolutely. And I've just remembered, or maybe I've just reflected on my very first job as a test analyst. So this is back in 2003. I know, folks, that's quite a while ago. I'm just reflecting on, this is the point where we were putting together kind of manually written test scripts in a Microsoft Excel spreadsheet. But I'm going to coin a new term. It was called stay in your box testing, because I was not allowed to speak to the developers for 2 months. I would try and go and speak to them, like, nope, you can't talk to us. We're busy developing. Go away. I'd be like, why can't I talk to you? And they're like, nope, you can't talk to us. It was literally a stay in your box testing. So there we go, folks. That's a bit of history.
Okay, how about we get someone else also on stage? I saw somewhere in the chat Manish saying that they are on mobile device but would like to join. So Manish, if you could drop in the chat if you still are free to join us on stage and want to share your week in testing, I would love that. Anyone else wanting to join? I see there's a whole discussion on gray box testing going on. So AJ or Alexander, if you want to come explain it yourself, you are more than welcome to come here on stage.
That is also the beauty of the glossary, is if there's different perceptions of a particular glossary item, then that's the cool thing, right? Because people can add their own version, their own take on it. There's not one definitive, this is the voice of truth or this is the source of truth. It is a space for people to share their interpretation and their context and their experiences with a particular piece of terminology. And that's, you know, that's why we very much welcome people adding their own contributions. And that's something that's available for all Ministry of Testing professional members. So yeah, please do Please do, you know, counter someone's definition or like, you know, share your take on it. It's important that we do that.
And I think we got Manish on stage. Hi, Manish. How is your weekend testing? Manish, can you hear us?
We are waiting for the Crowdcast Wizards to do their thing to enable Manish's audio. Hopefully that's coming soon. So thanks for holding on, folks. We will get there.
We can't hear you, Manish. I see you put in the chat. Can you hear me? We don't hear you, unfortunately. In the meantime, Simon, I believe there is a question in the chat for you about the stay in the box rule. How long did it take them to realize the effect of that policy?
Oh my goodness, Wayne. Well, I left the company in 2005 thinking there must be a better way. And fortunately, I did find a better way at the next company I moved to. The company I worked at the time, it was a bank. Well, it was a building society, which eventually, I think it no longer exists. I think it got bought out by a bigger building society. But we would do global releases a year, if I remember correctly. And we were working on a migration project from, it was a IBM AS400, migrating from an older system to a newer system. To put it into perspective, when I did get a chance to speak to the developers, when I was allowed to, there was one developer there who had been there for so long that he had worked on punch card systems. And I would say, well, what would you find was a bug with a punch card system? And they'd be like, ah, yeah, someone would put it in the wrong way. I'd be like, oh my goodness. So yes, Wayne, I had a feeling that the company weren't really in a position to shift their approach to development. So I never stuck around long enough to see if they moved to working with more of an agile mindset. Fortunately, the company I did move to, they were very, very early on in working in agile. They got in right in the early days. So yeah, it was a real, real privilege to get stuck in with that and learn some better ways, shall we say. But yeah, thanks for asking, Wayne. Now it looks like Manish is back, fingers crossed. Here we go.
Hey guys, how's everybody?
We can hear you.
Hey. Awesome. So I mean, I got up from my mobile and then joined from my desktop.
Oh well, welcome to this week in testing, Manish. How was your week in testing?
Awesome. Thanks, Jamie. Thanks, Simon. Hey guys, everybody across the world. Everybody, happy Friday. My week in testing has been good, busy. It's been interesting, I would say. So we have started interviewing. So we have a couple of open positions in our team and we have started interviewing. For some reason, I mean, I always had my expectations high. And as the interviews progressed, I realized that I should bring my expectations down. I don't know if you guys have ever faced this. I mean, you start your interviews with having very high expectations, and then you would want all of these different things within the other candidate should possess. And then as the interviews progress, you kind of realize, okay, not everybody has these things, and then you kind of start reducing your expectations. So that's where I'm currently at. Can you guys still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Sorry. got this sidetracked in all kinds of notifications happening on my profile of more followers. I'm so sorry to get distracted. It sounds like you had an amazing week. It was buzzing. Yeah, that's my word of the week, it seems. Everyone is buzzing with excitement and things to do. And Manish, do you have three things you... would love to have known before you started as a QA or tester. Can you join in on the discussion?
Oh yeah, for sure. Three things that I would have known before joining testing. Okay, let me think.
Ah, Manish, we seem to have lost your audio. Would you mind trying again?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
you're back in business. Please do go ahead.
I'm still thinking. I haven't given much thought. Like, give me a minute. I'll come up with these 3 points.
That's fine. Yeah. But I think your point about bringing down your expectations when hiring, it's so complicated, isn't it? So tricky. Trying to find that right balance of setting a high standard and trying to see potential in someone, even if they're not, you know, hitting all of the requirements of your hiring. So I feel like that's a really good topic to start on the club. Get some more takes from hiring managers out there to see what challenges they faced similar to you, Manish. So I encourage you to put something on the club when you get the chance. But yeah, whilst you're having a think of those three things, I do see there's some other folks that can join us on stage, Manish, or would you be up for sharing some of those things you wish you'd known? You can share them now, or we can get some more folks up on stage.
Yeah, let's get more people. I'll
definitely share my hair. Brilliant. Okay, Demi, I see we've got Alexander and Gary waiting in the queue. So I think, Alexander, let's get Alexander up on first. Here we go.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. 10-4 received over. I don't know if that's the official term, but I thought I'd give it a try.
Okay, good. Yeah, really, really nice to hear you all and to see such an amazing people in the chat that they are sharing a lot of useful information. I have a few points about everything that we are talking about today. So the first is that about black box and gray box and white box testing. It's good to understand the terms, but from my personal experience is more like a only question at the interviews rather than a particular approach, because we are just testing. We are rarely thinking about whether it is belongs to the gray box or white box or a black box. We are just doing testing. We are thinking about the system. We are thinking about what we are doing. Maybe in some cases, we are thinking about personas that we are trying to replicate in our testing. So that's more like important things rather than just thinking about particular terms. I mean, these particular terms, not every terms at all. And I also want to add one thing around this beautiful topic that we have about what we need, what we wanted to know before starting working in the QA or in testing industry. So I have a few. One is you are responsible for your personal development, not your company, not your manager, only you. The second is the result of the first. So you should not stop learning at any point, because our industry is like enormous, so there is no point where we can stop. And the second thing that also might affected me in the past, it's we need to learn how to communicate our results to anybody, because we are working with different people, we are communicating with different people, and we need to communicate and especially communicate results or bugs according to our audience. That's, I think, the thing that we always need to remember. Yeah, that's it.
It's amazing. Alexander, my challenge to you live on This Week in Testing is to post that as a memory, those three things. So you are responsible for your learning. You shouldn't stop learning, and learn how to communicate your results. That's slam dunk. mic drop for you there, Alexander. It's so cool. Thank you for sharing that. Much appreciated.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I think I have a couple of things done.
Yes, go for it, Manish. We'd love to hear.
So first thing is, burnout is real, right? I mean, burnout. Nobody told me about burnout before I started, but once you get into the job, you will realize that burnout is real, and then one should pace themselves accordingly. That's one thing. The second thing is politics and personalities. They do matter more than we think. I mean, we often say that like politics, there are a lot of politics within the company, within the team, and you shouldn't be involved, but believe it or not, politics and personalities do matter.
That's great, Manish. So just to clarify, if I heard correctly, you said politics and personalities don't matter. Was that, if I've noted that correctly?
Doesn't matter. They do matter.
Oh, they do. All right. Yeah. I was gonna just clarify that. I was like, oh yeah, they do matter. Of course. I was like, oh, they don't matter. So yeah, I'm glad I clarified that. And apologies for mishearing you a little bit earlier. Yeah, burnout is real. I know A.D. Stokes, who was mentioned earlier on, he also wrote a really good article, and this is to everyone who's listening, about burnout, a very personal story about burnout. So if you do get the chance, for anyone who's listening today, do go check that out. It's a very powerful, open and honest reflection of burnout, that it is real. So do go check that out. It's very much worth a read. For anyone who's listening today. Thank you, Manish.
Just to add to what Alexander has mentioned, I mean, you are responsible for your career. And I would like to add that one should know how to sell themselves, right? I mean, I realized this way back, way early in my career. So there was when I initially started. So I was back in India, and then we have this concept called ODCs. Offshore development center. So every client has got a certain space allocated. And then I think it was probably my third month or fourth month in my company. And then I started seeing a certain group of people. Like we have like an ODC full of 200, 300 people working for a certain client. And there were a handful of people who were always announcing that they created a bug or they completed something. I didn't realize what the importance of that one was. That was basically they selling themselves that they have completed the work, or they have achieved something, or they have done something.
Yeah.
Not if it resonates, but I have seen this personally. I mean, this was, again, back 10 years ago or something. People, I mean, you should know how to sell yourselves. And then those handful of people are the ones who got promoted, who got bigger hikes, who got better paychecks.
Yeah, so true. Such great advice, Manish. I think to kind of emphasize, I guess, something that we're trying to do at Ministry of Testing is just really encourage people to demonstrate what they're up to, demonstrate the good things they're doing, demonstrate their achievements. And again, they can do that through their profile. I know, I keep talking about profiles, but they really are so important. Use that as a place to showcase yourself, you know, whether you're having, you know, one-to-one or a review with your manager and you're like, look, check out the stuff I'm up to in the community and all these good things I'm doing. The profile page is bringing that all together. So actively behind the scenes, we're adding people's links to stuff they're writing about elsewhere, linking it to their profile page. People can achieve community stars for doing brilliant things with the community, badges as well. This is all a showcase of achievements. It becomes with one lens, a sales page for yourself to go and have those conversations and advocate for yourself. You know, even if you're looking for another role, it's like, hey, check out my profile. It's all there, you know, it's an enhancement to what's happening on LinkedIn. It's very niche, it's very much focused on the community and contribution. So yeah, that's great advice, Manish. You must be able to sell yourself. And I know, thinking off the top of my head, Rahul Parwell has got a great talk from Test Bash 2024 on creating, you know, a portfolio for yourself, essentially how to sell yourself so people can get to know you and understand what value you can bring to the table.
And at this test bash, I believe Cassandra is also giving a talk about showcasing your achievements and what's stopping you from doing that. So that's also one to keep an eye on, I believe.
Yeah, thanks for that reminder, Demi. I know Cassandra, they put out a brilliant post on the club soliciting, you know, feedback, like what is stopping you from showcasing yourself. And it's a mega thread. It's a really good one. There's so much gold in there. People being very open and honest about what's holding them back. So yeah, that's also worth a read for if folks haven't read that one.
Yeah, exactly. That was coming to my mind as well, that last year Tish Bash, Rahul's session about productize yourself is the one we are talking about right now. Because sometimes it happens that we are full of skills, we have talent, we can do the job, we can do the work at all. But the core thing is that our CV, our portfolio is the face value, the very first thing which comes up in front of the interviewers or the hiring person or the client or customer. So that should showcase whatever talent or skills you are having. So that is also one key factor, I would say.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for sharing that, Preeti. Okay, Demi, yeah, as you're popping in the chat, we do have Dan and Gary. So let's get those folks up on stage. Just conscious of time, we do have about 10 minutes. So sorry to cut you a little bit short there, Manish or Alexander. I know you had a point to make, but I think how about we get Gary up first? He's been waiting a little while. And then Dan Billing, we would love to get you up on stage, maybe to help us wrap up today's This Week in Testing. So Gary, let's bring you up on stage.
Hi, Gary. Welcome to This Week in Testing. How has your week in testing been? Gary?
Yay. Can you hear me?
Is this thing on, Sai?
How you doing, everyone? Good, excellent. A number of things I've had to try and rattle through in 5 minutes. My week in testing. Some may know I'm trying to put an article together, and I got a draft, and my daughter is I've got a degree in creative writing, so I thought I'd send it to her first. And she said, "Oh, Dad, it's really good." And I thought, "Oh, thanks." And then she sent it across, and it was littered with corrections on there. And I said to her, "Well, I thought you said you liked it." And she said, "Yeah, but I can hear you talking when I read it, and there's a lot of waffling." Okay, fair enough. All right. So I've got some corrections to do, and then I'll probably submit it either end of today or next week, and then go through it, because it's something I've never done before, writing an article, and can't wait to see and learn more about that process and learn from Ministry of Testing as well about that. So that's really good. I had an interesting an unscheduled testing experiment that happened, and I might even like put a thread on the club about it, because I was taking my mum shopping in Tesco's, and she uses the sort of barcode scanning sort of portable things that go around, and then in one particular area they all went off because they couldn't get any connection, and you could hear them all going off on everyone's trolley. So immediately I turned into tester and then thought, I wonder what the range is. So I asked my mum to wait, and I started to go up and down the Tesco's to try and figure it out. And then other people were sort of getting quite frustrated, and I'd kind of worked out it appeared to be just one corner. And I said, don't worry, if you go out and then you can, it will like come back into life there and so on. So I was actually helping people shop. So it's kind of like a superpower testing, is that, you know, it can be used for so much more. And then I think I was feeling also from your sort of discussions, I was feeling Simon's pain, because when I started in testing, it was around the same time, as around like 2005, and I'd kind of moved into a test manager role. But my first role in testing was a test manager role, and they just moved me into it because they thought manager is a manager and we can just move you into it. The first thing I kind of learned is you need to manage testing very differently to any other team. So that was really like the first hard learning. It was the same experience where don't get involved with the developers too much. It was like that. And also we had, I think the other one, I thought I'd probably like reword something I posted on that, which was that when it comes to the, so the learning was like, you won't always be viewed as the team responsible for fault. But in those days, you were. So if there was a fault, it was like, why didn't you find it? And, you know, and that's basically what we were. But the cool thing that came out of it, the third learning, is that I wanted to learn more about testing. It had really, really intrigued me. And I thought, it's got to be better than this. And then I went off into a career, into the next role was a test automation engineer, and then was fascinated with what manual testers did. And I looked at manual testers with envy, and it's like, wow, you've got all these analysis skills. This is incredible. And I wanted to know more about that. So it really kind of like took me off, and it became the vocation for me. So that's really all those things. I think that's 5 minutes, isn't it? Yeah.
I love that you set yourself a little time challenge there, Gary. Thank you for sticking to time.
No worries.
It's great to hear your week in testing. I love it. Oh, so much good stuff. And yeah, we can't wait to get this. Well, we can wait, but I mean, we're excited to see your article go live on ministryoftesting.com. It's going to be very cool indeed. And it's lovely that you could get your daughter involved to get some feedback. That's very cool. And the Tesco story. Oh my goodness. I love it. Love live testing for reals and being able to help folks out there with our testing superpower. It really is, right? So cool. But yes, thank you for sharing today, Gary. Much, much appreciated. Conscious of time, there is one more person, Dan Billing, who would love to join us. So Demi, should we get Dan up on stage? What do you reckon?
Yes, Dan can join us on stage for the closure. He can give us
Let me turn my camera off.
It's all right, Daniel. You break the rules. Let me just grab a screenshot whilst you've got your camera on.
I'll introduce you to my nerve center and my work buddies on the back here. Can you see them? So
we can, Dan.
I have my army of Daleks.
So for those who are listening only, either via the live session or via podcast, Dan is sharing a collection of Daleks, the characters from the Doctor Who series, I believe.
Yeah, they're cyborgs, alien fascist cyborgs, yes. Right, enough of that. Thank you for having me on. This week in testing, well, I haven't seen Rosie since last September, and it's always fantastic to catch up with her. I know I've met Preeti before. That was wonderful. And it was good to chat with all of them. I've been working with Sam Miller for quite a long time on our local meetup in Bristol, which isn't an MOT meetup. When we originally made Bristol Southwest Test, it was my intention to make it an MOT meetup. And when I transitioned away from it, it just never happened. So I hope it does one day. I would like to, because I've been living in Bristol on and off for the last, well, in the Bristol area on and off for the last 30 years. It seems crazy. This is now my 25th year in tech, which is incredible as well. And MOT's been a huge part of that. I have to say, now, like 10 years ago, more, I was really active and coming in and speaking and running workshops and stuff like that. And reflecting what AD was talking about, I had a massive problem with burnout, energy, mental health issues, family, bereavement, that kind of thing. which really took its toll on me, which is why I haven't been that active, certainly in Britain, in terms of speaking, over the last sort of 5 or 6 years, and obviously we've had COVID since. But I really felt that I lost my mojo for a long time. It took a long time to get that back, or start getting it back. And I spent a long time, 3 years working at Microsoft, and I always felt out of my depth working there. I'm now lead test engineer at PBS, British Principality Building Society, who are based in Cardiff. And I'm now building a new Playwright UI test framework for them, alongside my colleagues. And it's the most energized I've been in ages. Question is loads of people are talking about those things already. And they feel like it's possibly it's other people's chance to talk about it. And it was lovely seeing Christine Pinto speak about it last year at last year's Test Bash. That was a great inspirational talk for me. And it was wonderful to see people like her celebrating new technology, new skills, and embracing AI as a tool for testing, as well as rather than being fearful of it, which is great to see. I did do a small talk for Southwest Test a few weeks ago, which is my first for a long time, talking about regaining my mojo. I was happy to do it and it was fun, but I want to start getting back to the place where I perhaps was, but without the mental health stress that comes with it, if you see what I mean. So finding that balance is quite hard, and I'm sure those of us with kids and stuff like that, and that's new for me as well, will appreciate that sometimes family comes first and stuff like that. So that's what I've been working on, and this week has been a big challenge for that. Trying to juggle all those things. I know you get it, Simon. You're being a dad. So the testing community is a great place to be. MOT is the backbone of that for me, and has been for a long time. And it speaks volumes coming in, and a bit of a veteran like me to come and hang out with you guys. I really appreciate the opportunity. So yeah, big props to everyone at MOT.
Right back at you, Dan. Right back at you. We're so grateful for, well, the many, many things you've done over the years. I mean, just even getting a quick glimpse at your profile page, there's so much stuff that you contributed, and way beyond the Motiverse at other conferences, other communities, and just going around the globe. And yeah, grateful that you shared with us today that it can take its toll, right? And that is real. And it really
it does take its toll, because at the same time I was attending my last speaking at a test bash was Sydney in 2019. My dad was in a hospice at the same time, and he passed away as soon as the day after I got back from Australia. So it was a hugely stressful time, and I haven't had the mojo to do a major speaking gig since, really, apart from one. And it was fair to middling. My energy wasn't great, so I need to sort of, But thank you. I feel that I'm only there on that, doing all that stuff because of the stuff that other people have done before to support me in the community. Rosie, good example. People like Bill Matthews, people like Vernon Richards, people like Chris Chant, and list is endless. Loads of contributors. Noah, Jessica, tons and tons of people who have done great work also. Rob Lambert, Danny Dainton, all great, amazing, supportive, energetic people. So yeah, thank you, Si.
No, thank you for sharing, Dan. Thank you for jumping up on stage. It's lovely. It is just lovely to hear from you. When I saw that photo of you with Rosie, I was like, ah, yes. was just put a big yeah, smile on my face.
In the Bristol Harbourside, we should. I'd love to have an MOT, proper MOT event in Bristol.
Yeah, such we're working
a, out. Such a vibrant tech community down here, and a yeah, vibrant place to be.
Really is. So, love Bristol. Yeah, let's try,
the,
and make,
all the,
let's try and make
all
it
the best cities start with B, R, and I, don't they?
Love that.
So, and I come from Brighton, so I'm allowed to say that. So.
Of course you are, Dan. But thanks so much for sharing, Dan. We, you know, the community, you know, just to amplify what you shared already is made up of wonderful people, and that's really what it's all about. Like, we look out for each other, we are there to help each other, support each other in whatever situation we can. And I, you know, I'm grateful that you shared today. I mean, you've had to deal with some, just so much, so many things, right? So we're here for you always.
Likewise.
So when, yeah, when you're up for like...
I want to come back and talk about the techie stuff now.
Yes, indeed. Well, Dan, we would love to get you back on another This Week in Testing, because I am just doing a quick time check, and we're
overrunning, aren't we?
We're hitting over the hour, which is fine. We can break the rules, right? It's not the first time that we've gone past the 60 minutes. So, but we should wrap up for today. Yep. But Dan, thank you so much for joining us on the stage. Please do come along to another This Week in Testing. For those who are unfamiliar, who are first time listeners, we do try to get together once a week on a Friday at the same time. Yeah, just to check in and have a good chit chat, share some things that have been happening, what we've all been up to, ask some questions. And, you know, off the back of this, I do encourage everyone to, you know, either jump on the club, start a thread based on some of the discussions that happened today, post a memory with a reflection, just get out there, right? You know, you read something or hear something and share something. That's kind of one of the things that we believe in here at Ministry of Testing. Just go for it, you know, and also to your point, Dan, being mindful of energy and not pushing ourselves too much, or being aware at least of when things are being pushed a little bit too hard. But thank you, folks. So Demi, anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up today's This Week in Testing?
I just wanted to say it was amazing hearing everyone, all the different perspectives. I haven't been in testing long myself, so to hear all those different things, it's amazing. All the advice everyone gave, and how we just made a glossary item while we were doing This Week in Testing. It is amazing. So thank you everyone for joining in the chats, on stage, in the club forums, and the memories and everything. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Wow, what another special This Week in Testing. It's an absolute privilege to get to host these, and also to co-host with you, Demi. Always a lot of fun. It's great to do this. And for those who are still sticking around, for those who are listening to this live and who can see their screen, there is a reminder of all the amazing people. We're talking about people during this episode, a lot of really good people. Those people are going to be leading the way at Test Bash 2025. Very, very excited about this conference that is happening in October. Again, it's already started. I know it's a 2-day event, but it is already started. Please do get involved. If you are attending Test Bash, post a memory. We will add it to the selfie collection, and you'll get to see who else is going. And that is a great way when you turn up on day one or at the social the day before to, you know, maybe go old school and have a printout of these photos, this collection, like a little tick box or circle to say, right, I've got to make sure I meet everyone who is part of this.
I'm like, oh yeah, that person is here for Test Bash.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, you got to like collect them all. And then you could then, the cool thing about that, you could then get a selfie of you with someone that was on the selfie board, and we create another collection of pairings. And then it just gets bigger and bigger. It's very exciting. Great. Okay, folks. Well, thank you for sticking around. Thank you to everyone who's participated in the chat, for co-hosting Demi, and for those who have joined us on stage. This has been This Week in Testing. Please do enjoy the rest of your day. and we will see you in the Motiverse soon. Bye for now.